Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Nina. May I have your Eagle Moss account number?
I'm not sure what my Eagle Moss account number is. Where can I find that?
It would be on your email or on your shipment. What is your first and last name?
Matthew Altef.
M-A-T-T-H-E-W.
Yes.
Spell your last name, please.
A as in apple. L as in lever. T as in Thomas. E as in elephant. F as in Frank.
Altef. A-L-T-E-F.
Correct.
And what is your zip code?
33428.
33428. Okay, and Mr. Matthew, what is your email address?
I believe I use Matt, A-R, Altef, at Gmail.
Matt, A-R, at gmail.com.
No, Matt, A-R, and then my last name, Altef, at Gmail.
Okay.
Sorry, that's my dog hacking in the background.
Okay. And may I ask the collection that you're referring to today?
It's the DeLorean.
The DeLorean?
Yes.
And what is the nature of the car?
So I believe you guys charged my card about 3 or 4 times now. And I haven't received any shipments since probably early December, late November. So I was wondering if there's any way to cancel automatic payments for the issues until the previous 4 have arrived.
So you're requesting to suspend?
Well, not necessarily. It's just I've started this, I think, in September, and I've received 2 packages. So I think I'm on issue, 7 or 8 or so. And I've been charged 3 or 4 times since, and I haven't received any of my things, and I only got 1 confirmation that something is shipped, but it was of the newest set of issues, and I'm missing a bunch of them.
Okay, and Mr. Matthew, could you verify your delivery address, please?
10188 Allegro Drive.
And the city, state, in the state?
Boca Raton, Florida.
Okay, and this is the DeLorean buildup. I'm going into your shipments. You say you've been charged 3 or 4 times without a shipment.
Yes.
Okay, what does this say? This says that you're on your 4th shipment, January the 26th.
Okay, I haven't received the 3rd shipment. I never even got an email saying that it was shipped.
The 3rd shipment was authorized January the 1st. So you just got the first 2 shipments.
Correct, and I never got that one from the 1st.
Okay, let me track both of those shipments. Hold on a moment.
Yeah, the last time I received a package was definitely 2020. It wasn't in 2021 yet.
Okay, what we're doing is tracking both of those shipments. Let's see.
Okay.
It says the third shipment, it says December 22nd, authorization declined all the way to January 1st. January the 1st, the third shipment was authorized and sent to the warehouse. A shipping label was created for the third shipment on January the 22nd.
Okay.
I'm clicking on that shipping label. Third shipment. Ship label. January 22nd. So it's still in process. It's just a delay because of the heavy load that we have and the short staff because of the COVID restrictions.
Okay.
And the fourth shipment, let's look at that one. The fourth shipment was authorized on January the 26th. And then a shipping label was created on February the 11th. For the fourth shipment. I'm looking at the tracking. So that's February the 11th. A shipping label was created for the fourth shipment.
Okay. And I believe the fourth shipment is the one that actually shipped out.
You said the fourth shipment shipped out?
I believe so, because I got a confirmation saying that issues, 11 or 12 or so up until whatever number was shipped, but I'm missing three or four issues in between, which I believe is a third shipment that's being delayed. And let me see if I can pull up the email, seeing which one is shipped.
11 through 14. And then the IOU, that's the fourth shipment. The third shipment was...
That's the one I got confirmation that was shipped, but the other one I never got confirmation on.
That was on January the 22nd, the third shipment, shipping label. So what you're looking at is the shipping labels.
Is that so?
Yes, because I don't see USPS tracking on either. This says issues...
Okay, so I see the
this says 7 through 10.
Okay, yeah, I see the 7 through 10
and a gift. That's the third ship.
Yeah. Okay. It says let me think. So I got the first two, for sure. Then I got the set with the tires and the Mr. Fusion. Yeah, I only got two shipments.
Just here that is correct.
Inform you, yeah, that your DeLorean buildup issue has been shipped from our warehouse and will arrive to the ship to address specified in your order within 7 to 10 days. I got that email on January 22nd, and I never received the packages.
Okay, but I just explained to you about the delays. It's still just process. And it is delayed. I do apologize. Okay. But all I see is there anything else I can help you with today? So give it another 10 days, between 5 and 10 days. You should see USPS tracking on either both or one of them. because I hate to reship, and I know you're going to get the shipment just simply delayed.
Yeah.
I do apologize.
No, I understand. I don't want to get more than what I need, because then I'm just going to have a bunch of extras. What I'm wondering, though, is there any way that I can prevent future payments from going through until the previous payment has arrived? Is that a possibility?
Certainly. Instead of suspending, what we can do is we can push your frequency out.
Okay.
Let's see. 12 weeks. We'll push it out 12 weeks. And then once you receive the second shipment, you can push it back up if you like.
Okay.
Do you want to do that?
Let's do that. And then if I start receiving it more frequently, then I'll call back and make sure that the frequency is changed back to the original.
Okay, because this says April 20th will be your next authorization. So if you get that second shipment, I would recommend you calling back to change back to 4-week frequency.
All right, that works with me.
Hold one moment, accept it. 12-week frequency until these shipments. Yep. And that's April 20th. Okay, Mr. Matthew, is there anything else I can help you with today?
I believe that is all. Thank you so, so much.
Okay, thank you for calling Eagle Moss. Enjoy your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.